ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಒನ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ಆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಎನಿ ಲ್ಯಾಂಗ್ವೇಜ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಕ್ಯುರೇಟ್ ಪ್ರೊನನ್ಸಿಯೇಷನ್. ಇನ್ ಸಾನ್ಸ್ಕ್ರಿಟ್ ಪ್ರೊನನ್ಸಿಯೇಷನ್ ಇಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಈವನ್ ಮೈನರ್ ಚೇಂಜಸ್ ಇನ್ ಪ್ರೊನನ್ಸಿಯೇಷನ್ ಮೇ ಚೇಂಜ್ ದ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ವರ್ಡ್ ಡ್ರಾಸ್ಟಿಕಲಿ. ಫಾರ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್, ದ ವರ್ಡ್ ಫಲಂ means fruit, whereas palam means meat. We can see this in the Gita Vakya, anashritah karma phalam. Similarly, the word amsaha means shoulder, while the word amshaha means a portion of the whole. This would be useful when we pronounce and understand the Gita Vakya, ekamshena sthito jagat. Now, the natural question which comes in our mind would be, what are these pronunciation points which we need to be conscious of? The answer is given in Shiksha Shastram, which is the science of phonetics. One of the widely accepted phonetic texts is Paniniya Shiksha. This science of phonetics establishes the origin of letters, that is sthana, and the effort of pronunciation, that is prayatna. These time-tested scientific rules have many benefits. They actually make the pronunciation easy. They bring consistency to the language. They make the experience of reciting and listening very sweet and blissful. Finally, above all, this science helps in meeting the main objective of not changing the intended meaning. While these pronunciations have to be learnt under the personal guidance of a learned guru, we are making an attempt to provide some useful tips for better pronunciation of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. In this section, we mention both the mandatory and optional pronunciation guidelines with some examples from the Bhagavad Gita. First, let us look at short vowels and long vowels, known as Hraswaswaras and Dirghaswaras. The short vowels are those which take one matra kala, and long vowels are those which take two matra kalas for pronunciation. For example, if we take the sixth shloka from seventh chapter, it goes as follows. Yetad yonini bhutani sarvani tyupadharaya. Here, in the word etadyonini, the first ni is dirgha and the second ni is hraswa. In bhutani and upadharaya, we should be more careful to end the pada with hraswa only. Next, if we take shloka 14 of chapter 7, ದೈವೀ ಯೇಷಾ ಗುಣಮಯೀ ಮಮ ಮಾಯಾ ದುರತ್ಯಯ. ಹಿಯರ್ ವಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಅಬ್ಸರ್ವ್ ದ ದೀರ್ಘ ಅಟ್ ದ ಎಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ದೈವೀ ಯೇಷಾ ಗುಣಮಯೀ ಮಾಯಾ ಅಂಡ್ ದುರತ್ಯಯ. ನೌ ಲೆಟ್ ಅಸ್ ಗೋ ಟು ದ ಪ್ರೊನನ್ಸಿಯೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಲೆಸ್ ಎಫರ್ಟ್ ಲೆಟರ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹೈ ಎಫರ್ಟ್ ಲೆಟರ್ಸ್, ನೋನ್ ಆಸ್ ಅಲ್ಪ ಪ್ರಾಣಾಸ್ and Mahapranas. For example, if we take shloka number 16 in chapter 7, Artho Jignyasur Artharthi. Here, the first Tha in Artho is Alpaprana, and in the word Artharthi, both the Thakaras are Mahapranas. The third important aspect is nasal letters, known as Anunasikani. The pronunciation of Anunasikas is as follows. Nga, as in Satsanga. Nya, as in Yunjita. Na, as in Parayanaha. Na and Ma, as in Namaha. Now, if we see Shloka 8 in chapter 5, this is a good example to practice the Anunasikas. Pashyan Shrinvan Sprishan Jighran Ashnan Gachan Swapan Shwasan Pralapan Visrajan Grinhan Unmishan Nimishan Napi. Now, let us see the next guideline, which is the difference between Sha as in Shiva and Sha as in Shanmukha. Let us see Shloka 2 of Chapter 7. Idam Vakshyam Yasheshatah. The fifth important aspect is the subtle difference between Hakara and Visarga. Let us look at the following examples. In Shloka 23 of Chapter 13, Prakritincha Gunais Saha, where Hakara is used. In Shloka 47 of Chapter 1, Shoka Samvignamana Saha, where Visarga is used. Now, let us look at the sixth aspect. This pertains to the usage of compound letters in words known as Sanyuktaksharani. In this aspect, care should be taken to pronounce each letter in the Sanyuktakshara. Some examples are Shloka 9 in 7th chapter is pronounced as Jivanam Sarvabhuteshu Tapaschasmi Tapasvishu. Here the Shakara in Tapaschasmi and Sakara in Tapasvishu has to be carefully pronounced. Another example where four letters are compounded would be Aham Krishnasya Jagataha. Here care should be taken to pronounce all letters in Krishna. We can also look at examples involving Anunasikas. Shloka 2 in Chapter 7 is Yajnyatva Neha Bhuyonyate Jnyatavya Mavashishyate. Now, let us go to the seventh aspect. This would be Visarga-related guidelines. The first in this would be Visarga succeeded by Sakara. Here, the Visarga takes the form of S. For example, Shloka 19 in Chapter 7. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Here, we have two Sakaras. When Visarga is followed by Kakha, it is replaced by another letter called as Jihvamuliya. For example, in Shloka 8 of Chapter 7, Shabdakhe Paurishan Rishu. Here, we can observe the Jihvamuliya. When Visarga is followed by Papha, it is replaced by another letter called Upadhvaniya. For example, in the first shloka of Chapter 7, Mayasakta Manah Partha, we can observe the Upadhvaniya. Next, in case Visarga is followed by Ksha, the Visarga has to be fully pronounced. For example, in Shloka 13, in Chapter 12, Samadukha Sukha Kshami. Also, observe the pronunciation of the word Dukha carefully. Next, in case Okara occurs at the end of a pada, as in Parambhava Majananto, as seen in Shloka 24 of Chapter 7, the word is split as Parambhava Majanantah according to the Sandhi rules, if we are pausing at the end of the pada. Sometimes Visarga at the end of a pada gets eliminated. This is called Lopakarya. When we are splitting the pada, we need to pronounce the Visarga in that place. For example, in Shloka 28 of Chapter 7, Te Dvandva Moha Nirmukta Bhajante Maam Tridhavrataah. Here, Visarga needs to be pronounced at the end of the pada if we are pausing at the end of that pada. As Te Dvandva Moha Nirmuktaah Bhajante Maam Dridhavrataah. Now, let us look at one more aspect concerning Visarga. Consider Shloka 22 in Chapter 7. Sataya Shraddhaya Yuktastasya Radhana Mihate. Here, if we are pausing at the end of the pada, we need to pronounce it as Sataya Shraddhaya Yuktaha Tasya Radhana Mihate. Now, let us come to the eighth aspect, which pertains to Anuswara related guidelines. In case Anuswara is followed by any Vargiya Vyanjana, the Anuswara is replaced by the fifth letter of the corresponding Varga. This is an optional rule when Anuswara is at the end of the word. We have exercised and followed this option in our product fully. For example, in Shloka 3 of 1st chapter, Acharya Mahatim Chamum can be optionally pronounced as Acharya Mahatim Chamum. Now, in case Anuswara is followed by Yakara or Lakara or Vakara, optionally these three letters take the Anunasika form. For example, 8th Shloka in Chapter 15. Shariram Yadavapnoti can be optionally pronounced as Shariray Yadavapnoti, which we have actually followed in this product. In the 12th Shloka of Chapter 1, Simhanadam Vinadyochaihi can be optionally pronounced as Simhanadam Vinadyochaihi, which is adopted in this product. Finally, more splitting and joining rules can be understood by learning the science of combining and joining letters, which is known as Sandhi. Please refer the Sandhi product by Vyoma Labs for detailed information. Now, with the blessings of Jagadguru Bhagavan Shri Krishna, let us enjoy the bliss of Gita Mata by observing and experiencing these pronunciation aspects. Sulagna Savadhanaha